This is MemberCare Media, a media ministry of TWR. Up next, a conversation we believe will be helpful to you. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.
As a cross-cultural Christian worker, an expat, are you part of a large organization, a small, concise organization, a team of just a few people working on a joint project? Well, what's your organization like then? How is it structured? What is the culture of your organization? That's right, organizations have a culture. What's yours? Is there something that needs to be changed, some functions that need to be smoothed out? How does your organization fit into the culture concepts of the country in which you're working and the people you're working with? Well, these are a lot of interesting questions, and Jonathan Griffiths and Felix Holland spent a little time thinking about this. Let's listen in.
Let's talk a little bit about the smaller organizations and the startup organizations. What are some of the things that you're seeing with the smaller organizations?
Yeah, compared to the large organizations, you have larger mission organizations that are, they are set, they have their structures, they have their policies in place, and they also have a certain culture of how we do things here. Mm-hmm. Smaller organizations are mainly talk about 15 people, 20 people, maybe not organizations, maybe more teams or group or a group of people who happen to work together under leadership. Mm-hmm. They might be part of a large organization, but still independent enough. And I see so many problems there, and I'm asked to consult on a regular basis. Oh, well, every week I'm somewhere working in a Chinese, Swedish corporation, working in a German, whatever, Thai corporation, or just monoculture as well. People who struggle, people who don't understand. You have cultural clashes there, but also structural clashes. Well, coming back to the culture, you have culture in terms of Chinese nationality culture or minority mm-hmm. group culture, but also you have a certain organizational culture. That interests me a lot, the organizational culture. As a family, you have a culture. As an individual, you have certain cultural behaviors. And the larger organizations, you have a corporate culture. And the smaller organizations, they are either not aware of it, or you have cultural clashes where the dominant personalities try to introduce a corporate culture that are not shared by other people. And so that causes friction and conflict.
What are some of the organizational development issues you see between locally supported and small groups by an outside organization? What are some of the organizational structural issues you see there?
In my context, there are some local groups being funded, supported by foreign sponsors, either government or foundation, who give money to sponsor local initiatives. Often the local initiatives are registered as a local business and owned by a local person. So just imagine you have a local person who owns a business with local staff, maybe 10, 15 people who work under that person. And it feels like, well, this is well-structured, well-organized. You have a leader, you have job descriptions, and you have a certain product or productivity, activity, service that you have. But then add to the equation that you don't make money, but the money comes from Europe. The local leader doesn't really own the company because the money comes from overseas. Then the local leader has a board made up of different overseas people who actually lead that project. And then those overseas people come with an attitude of serving, but the local employees think, well, those are leaders. They need to tell me what to do. So you have a hierarchy problem where the foreigners come into the local situation, want to serve, but the locals think, well, they need to tell me what to do, so I am being led. So different paradigm clashes, different understandings. And in this whole service industry we are in, we don't earn money for the service, but a third person gives me the money so that I can serve the poor and needy. So and that is very difficult to understand for many locals. So they have a local business concept, but it's much broader than the local business concept, and that causes friction.
Now let's talk specifically to the leaders who are in a position of leadership of the small team that's very independent, but then also somebody who's leading the locally supported. What would you say to them that they need to be aware of or be thinking about?
I'm working as a leadership coach with one of the local leaders now for 2 years. And the need to have a space and a process to understand the foreign culture, space to process the difficulties they are facing within their system, the conflicts, to process them and to like a meta perspective, you distance yourself. I think for the local leaders, that is a major need they have. A safe environment to reflect and process all of this. Looking at the foreigners who are in a leadership position, I really encourage them to learn more about the cultural environment. Mm-hmm. How does structure work locally? How does structure work internationally? What do leaders need locally and what do leaders need internationally? The other day we had a foreigner come in who talked about, this needs to be a learning organization. And in the West, you have an understanding of what learning organizations means and how to get there, which is you have the 360-degree reviews and other assessment tools and feedback forms, etc., that employees do in order to move the organization into a learning organization that is constantly being re-evaluated by their own staff. With that concept, he comes to Asia and says, well, you need to be that. Mm-hmm. It doesn't work. You cannot oppose these things. And he didn't understand why doesn't this work. So sort of a lack of understanding of the local dynamics, lack of language anyway, not really connecting with the local leaders, but thinking, well, we give you money. We have some form of authority. It's a subtle serving, controlling mechanism there. And I really want to encourage those sponsors to think twice before using their position and authority to oppose something and to come as learners all the time. Come as learners. What do you need? How can we help you? And share their own needs or their own pressures they are under, but in a non-opposing way.
What are some words of encouragement you would give to people who are in these small groups, sort of small startup organizations or very independent small communities, locally supported organizations? What words of encouragement would you give to them?
I have several thoughts here. One is you need a structure, a clear structure that is applicable to both the foreigners and the locals. That structure is not easy because usually the locals, they work more in a hierarchy structure, and the foreigners, they might work better in a non-hierarchy relational structure. But enter a process where you talk about this. What is the best fit for us? And how do we do this? A process, a freedom to process. The other aspect, what I want to encourage people to is to develop a culture, a corporate culture with elements of spirituality, elements of leadership, elements of job descriptions, of reviews, like how do we do things here in our company? Problems arise. Okay, how do we deal with problems? And be bold in setting certain standards, but also be bold in reflecting those standards so that a culture is being reflected. A culture gives people safety, gives identity. They are able to represent the organization outside and not just, okay, I have to go to work. No, I am proud of being part of IBM or so, of being part of OMF or whatever. I meet several of the large organizations. I meet people who are really proud of being part of this organization. Some are more critical than others, but with the large organizations, I hardly find anybody who is proud except the leader and the CEO and the founder. And then, I want to encourage people to reflect and to learn. There are lots of books about organizational development, about team development. Learn, read, reflect, learn how to confront in love, learn how to feedback in love by respecting others, but by still giving input into the system, what you perceive. And that's for both the leaders and the staff. There is a good journal I like to read, which is the Harvard Business Review. And it's available in German as well as in English. Harvard professors are really top-notch in the whole organizational development research. And many of you might know the Emotional Intelligence book. That's mm-hmm. Daniel Goleman. He's a Harvard professor. And he wrote lots of books as a follow-up of that. Yeah, there are other people who write, also Harvard professors who write on corporate culture, cultural change. It's stimulating. It's sort of easy to translate this into an NGO environment or a mission context. And it just broadens your horizon from, well, this is scriptural and we have to do it this way, to, well, there's research being done, data is being collected that is used for us to learn, to be reflective practitioner in what we do. And that's just needed.
Thank you, Felix. You're not saying that there isn't a place for these small organizations.
No, I'm not saying that. No,
I mean, there's small. A place, the big, the medium, the small, there's a place for everybody. And we need... we need that. We just need to learn from each other and admit the struggles.
There is definitely a place for the smaller organizations. Not everybody likes the big ones. Mm-hmm. And there are smaller teams also. Yeah. But the smaller teams, they are usually not aware of the responsibilities and dynamics they have. They need a certain culture. They need a certain structure. And it's not all relationship. You grow beyond 15 people and you are an organization. It's not just a family business where we all love each other and everything is happy and fine and everybody likes the father. And you need structures, you need policies, and are usually not aware of that or not able, not skilled, not trained. Be reflective, learn. Learn about family businesses, read about those, because you are one if you have a small team. What are the dynamics, the advantages, disadvantages, challenges of family businesses, small companies, and learn from the experiences other people have. Read, get books, get secular books, try to apply those into your context. There are books on cross-cultural coaching, on cross-cultural organizations, intercultural, international organizations, etc. Read those and learn, reflect, and try to apply principles that are in there.
Thank you very much, Felix, for talking about organizational development and the small organization and the needs and the gifts, the challenges as well. And we look forward to hearing from you again.
All right.
And thank you, gentlemen, for taking the time to talk about this subject. Getting a small organization or any organization to run smoothly can be more of a challenge than most of us anticipate when we start out. And I'm sure you've been helped a lot in thinking through some of the things that relate to what we're doing by listening to this conversation. We've been listening to a conversation between MemCare's Jonathan Griffiths and Felix Holland.
This feature is a presentation of MemberCare Media. Thanks for taking the time to listen. We invite you to check out our website further. We offer audio features and resources to help you in your work and daily life. In addition, we have links to other helpful websites that will be an encouragement to you and your family. This is a copyright production of MemberCare Media and may not be reproduced without prior written consent.